Hello and welcome back to the Okta Developer Podcast. I'm still Emily.
Yeah, I'm still Jeff, but welcome back. Glad that you're here with us again.
And today we have a quick little episode to share about what to expect at RSA coming up. So,
Yeah, RSA, one of the, premier conferences around cybersecurity. A lot of energy and buzz around all the adjacent technologies. We love this because it gives us exposure to what our customers are experiencing as far as managing risk and engaging and protecting against threats, and how identity can bolster some of these complementary technologies. Plus, a great way to meet and engage with both customers and also other practitioners in the space and share some stories.
absolutely. I actually get to go to RSA along with some other colleagues from the dev advocacy team. So we are hoping to not only catch up on where the state of the art is at in the security space, but also meet the integrators and meet the developers who are building better security in partnership with Okta through integrations.
Yeah, I'm jealous I don't get to go spend some time, but I know the team that we've got, like they're some of the people that I really enjoy working with. So there's a quick shout out if you're ever near booth 1349 on the expo hall. Come and meet some great people and talk about identity and security. I tell you'll get wrapped into a really great conversation that'll stretch your brain. Maybe both sides will learn something. But we love to talk to our integrators, developers, and even our customers through like this whole journey that we're on through identity and security.
Yeah, so we've got a variety of events going on around RSA as well. You can stop by our booth in the expo hall, pretty big booth, it should be hard to miss it, to scan the QR code to sign up for our happy hour that we're having on the 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Alchemist. And then we're also sponsoring a reception along with Rubrik at Retro Arcade. So that should be a really fun one. If you've been missing any old games, you want to come play them, come share the stories about maybe finding that their security might not have been where you'd assume it was at, and just network with peers at either of those. It would be great to see you there.
Yeah, and there's another thing. I know I often get that surge of energy going to the conference, and sometimes that energy wanes around 8 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to get to the next keynote. So Okta's also sponsoring some coffee bars, right? So what we call Cybrew, that type of event. And so there's going to be a way for you to refuel, also engage with some, again, some people throughout the conference and really get that energy level back up to go conquer the day and learn more about security. So I think these are also great ways to engage and meet with people at the conference. Again, I'm mad I'm going to miss this specialty coffee.
Yeah. And then we also have Lior Tamer from our Tel Aviv office, who's going to be speaking on beyond human identity. So as we get so many more agents, automations doing stuff that need identity, he's going to be giving a quick talk, but super information packed at 3 p.m. on the 29th in the North Expo Briefing Center about how you can bring these identity concerns and security concerns to more than just the human user.
Yeah, I like this suit. I worked with Lior for a little bit now, and he works in our identity and security posture management product area, which is definitely very relevant this day and age, as we've got many more different types of identity. Again, as the title suggests, moving beyond human identities into these non-human identity use cases. There's a bit of a teaser. This has to do with this AI revolution that we're in the midst of, where we're seeing different types of agents interacting with real people and also interacting with other agents and other machines. So it's going to be really important that we learn how to adapt to this changing landscape. And Laura's going to walk through how we can do this kind of at scale. So I think that'll be a really interesting talk.
Yeah. And this does bring up the concept of ISPM, or Identity Security Posture Management. It sounds superficially really abstract. It sounds like the kind of thing that some architect, some decision maker should just pass down what we're doing and then everybody else just executes. But I have a feeling it might not be quite as much someone else's problem as it may sound like. Could you share how developers and integrators are going to need to care about ISPM?
So I love to think of ISPM as kind of this just broad observability layer. I like in the times that I've grown up building software, like we had the observability stack, which had to do with log exhaust and dashboard visualization. You could think about it very similar, but with the transactions that are occurring within identity. How do we notice when we've got dormant accounts that haven't been used in a while? How do we know that we've got dormant over-provisioned accounts? And we know we've got accounts that have been provisioned for privileged access but aren't necessarily using them on a day-to-day basis. There's all of these things that are happening as we look to expand. And when companies are growing, they can grow. I love to call this the adolescence of company growth. Things are moving and growing at different rates, and we have to figure out how we can re-coordinate with new heights and new reaches that we have in our environments. And we need some help there. We need some support, something that can sort of take a step back and look overall at how our people and machines are interacting and give us suggestions, helpful ways that we can make minor adjustments to keep ourselves in a better security posture, to use the term. But just how do
Yeah.
we get more visibility into how we're actually securing our environment in
And
practice?
that's the we of admins, not just the we of Okta, where the metaphor of like adolescence and growing rapidly at different rates really hits home to me, because I remember like sometimes it's like, oh, suddenly I need to go find different a new coat, and then a different time I need to go find new shoes. Like the different parts of a system are going to change at different rates. And so if you can do that overall view into what's going on here, what's working, what's not, you can really focus where you need to and make only those improvements that are going to pay off the best. You can kind of order and prioritize those many possible interventions to do them in a sequence that really gets the most impact for the least amount of time and work.
I think that's very well put. I think this becomes very relevant, and the reason why we position it very close to identity is like identity is at the heart of all of this. And so we want to make sure that our customers that are out there have the right freedoms to explore how these accounts are both created and managed over time. We do have our own operational processes, but it's the old adage, who's watching the watchers or who's watching the operators? And scenes, and this is where we get SPM solutions like ISPM.
Yes. Who's monitoring the monitoring
Yeah,
technology?
there we go.
Yeah. Having way back in the day, having worked at a place that does similar things, I can tell you that in that technical case, there can sometimes be requirements of we can't be on any shared infrastructure, and we need to buy a product from a competitor just in case. It's a fascinating set of challenges. But speaking of fascinating things, is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to learning about that's probably going to come out in news from RSA? Like any particular areas that you're looking forward to hearing the latest insights on?
Well, there is one area that I really am interested in hearing more, and our very own Jack Hirsch is going to be giving a talk on the identity fabric. Why this hits very near and dear to my heart, as I've told you before, work with our integration network and our integration partners. And the fabric is something that I've been observing over the last few years as something that is becoming very dense, like moving between like lace and denim, if you could draw another like cloth analogy, right? Like it is definitely something that is becoming more intricate as we're going forward. I recently had this analogy that I used, which before this age that we're in, this AI age that we're in, we basically had a creek bed that we were managing, right? These were machines that were interacting, a few SaaS apps here and there. We'd push consent all the way down to the user, and we just had a small set of use cases that we have. Well, AI comes along and powers a river through that bubbling little creek bed. So now we've got an overflow of use cases that are coming. AI agents that mimic human characteristics, that make phone calls, interpret results, and pass those on to other systems. Centralized AI agents that are operating in SaaS applications to provide a value for customers. And then AI agents that are local, building AI locally into your own operational processes as a customer that may connect to any one of these AI agents. And of course, connecting those through the users. And even in addition to this, you've got an overall layer of making sure that we've got oversight so that we're granting access at the right time. So the fabric itself is necessarily becoming more complex with the different types of identities that are out there. We've blown past, like, you think of this as an evolutionary step as we've moved past the traditional, like, service accounts to clients, now to agents, right? We're now starting to see our own Darwinian evolutionary scale, right? And so, how are we actually putting all of this together to maintain a good level of visibility and control over this rapidly changing and growing and tightening of a landscape?
Yeah, I think having a variety of textile hobbies, I'd say the fabric we want for identity is probably Kevlar. We've got that puncture resistance, that cut resistance, that really good strength in a fabric that the whole thing has to be integral because you get one hole in a fabric that's protecting something, and suddenly everything you were protecting against is getting in.
That's exactly right. You've created an entry point for things to enter that shouldn't be there. And I love the Kevlar analogy. And I think if we add some, like, waterproof coating on top of that to make it both water resistant and waterproof and bulletproof, that's also really great. A really great analogy there. So that magical fabric that protects you from all of the elements on the outside, but provides a consistent nesting and comfort around your ecosystem is exactly what we're trying to go for. Right.
Although, if we're running with the metaphor, it's probably a quilted fabric. There's probably going to be several different layers that are tied together by various threads that are common to the whole thing. And some of those layers are around ergonomics and usability, and others of those layers are purely focused on protection. And as long as you get the right layers in the right places, all balanced together, you get something that performs better than any one of the materials in it would have otherwise.
I really like that too. So let's follow that and make that a little bit more concrete because we've got identity, we've got mobile device management, we've got security events, security information and events management or SIEM, we've got perimeter network perimeter security, we've got all these layers on top. And then, coupling all of that together, you've got your SaaS apps that are transcending through all of these layers. Your Google Workspaces, your Miros, your Figmas, your Atlassians, all of these things that we use on a day-to-day basis, plus the companies and the SaaS providers that we trust to make us safe, all working together in this densely, heavily layered fabric to make sure that we get all the value with all the security simultaneously.
Yeah, and in that metaphor, then our identity provider is going to be the thread that's quilting the quilt together. Because if you've ever had one of those really cheaply made, like comforter blankets, that it's kind of quilted a little bit, but then it's got your favorite character on it or something, and you sleep with it every night, and before you know it, all of the filling in it has just all ended up in one corner because it wasn't really all held together where it should be. And with identity as a fabric, that's kind of the differentiator between identity that's doing what it needs to, keeping all these layers together. Yes, we're right there in the app. We're right there at the security events. We're right there at each layer. As opposed to if it's missing from part of it, then things won't stay where they should be.
That's right. And I think If Jack is listening to this, hopefully we're not building up his session too much, as we've gone really deep into this analogy. But like, I mean, again, that really should describe like my excitement for actually like, hearing this, on a big stage with a large audience.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we took the analogy sideways. I'm sure that Jack is going to focus more on the exact products, the exact things that you can do, the exact things that you'll be using, rather than saying like, we've got a quilt. It's like, here is the fabric.
So, I mean, if you love metaphors, you might be a little disappointed, but if you love the concrete, like hard-hitting content, you're gonna love it.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that, to finding out more about what we're just sharing as that state of the art in this particular context.
So I think that's there's a lot of buzz that Okta has around RSA. We've got booths, we've got sessions, we've got activities and receptions. So I'm hoping that there's just a lot to do. And again, I can't really describe all of my jealousy that you get to go there and have all of this fun with all of these great people.
Yeah, and as developer advocates who will be there, we are really excited about learning from you as the developers, as the integrators, learning what's on your mind, what it's been like to build with Okta so far, and what you're looking forward to working on next. Because the knowledge that we gather about how things are really happening out there in the world, we bring that back. And we share it with the relevant teams, and I have seen it getting taken very seriously in decision making. It helps us guide our understanding of what developers want most, what developers need most, how we can help you be successful in building secure identity.
Yeah, we love your feedback. Be sure to tell us how we could be better, to better serve you, and to make you more successful. This is about finding ways that you reach your customers more deeply. Again, Okta believes we should free anyone to use any technology safely, right? That includes our ISV partners. We want you guys to express that same level of confidence when you're going out to your customers and talking to them about why. You're enterprise grade, you're enterprise ready because you've gotten the right features developed from and the capabilities supported across the standardized protocols that make these integrations secure. And we
And
want to know how we can do better to support that journey.
absolutely. And when we talk about enterprise maturity, we would also like to set you up so that when you land that biggest customer you've ever had, and they go, but what about that feature that they're used to seeing from vendors? You can say, ah, yes, already got that, instead of saying, oh, didn't know you were going to want that. Like, we want to help set you up to take advantage of the trends that we see in enterprise customer demand, so that you can have that moment where they're like, wow, this is a great product. Does everything I needed from it. Instead of that moment where you're going, oh, I didn't know you were going to want that.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to summarize it. It's easy to integrate. It gives me all the value that I need from its particular domain or area. And it's ultimately secure. So all of my users I know that use it will be ultimately secure. And all of the data that I generate and access from those applications will ultimately be secure. That's a pretty clear-cut story. I mean, feels like it's almost Kevlar ready.
Absolutely. So, thank you for joining us for this quick episode, and I hope that those of you who are at RSA will drop by the booth and come say hi.
Yeah, thanks for spending some time with us, and hopefully you guys have a great time at RSA. Be sure to visit Okta and talk to all of those great people there at Okta, and have a great time at the conference and learn more about security. Let's keep making everybody more secure all the time.